Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Former president of the YMCA in Carbondale pled guilty to theft. The former president, William Farber Jr., pled guilty to one misdemeanor count of theft by deception after using the credit card. We heard this story. He used the credit card for personal expenses. He's 63 years old. He was ordered to pay a $200 fine, court costs, $10,000 in restitution. And there's still other issues. Another former executive has been accused of, from the same YMCA, accused of embezzling nearly $100,000. Charges still pending there. So it almost reads like the world's worst crime organization. Like, all right, so we'll have like a pool and members and stuff, and then we'll embezzle money. Like, I don't get it. I don't know what the solution is for some of this, because we see stories like this where people will utilize funds that aren't for them, and they use them for personal things. What would be the solution for things like this? Is it just having a two-person sign-off system? I don't think that would even work, because if you get two people who are like in cahoots, I'm not saying these two were. I'm just saying, like, if you run an organization and the money is something you have access to, if you had to have a second person sign off on every transaction, that probably would limit situations like this, where someone ends up going and using things for personal use. Using the funds for personal use. I don't even know if that would help, because again, if you had two people who are just like, oh, you're fine, I trust you, that would defeat the whole purpose. I think seriously, you'd have to have some sort of weird, like, almost like when you try to log into a website, they make you have like that special, like authentication. I don't know what that was. What is it? Oh my God. If I had a website, it would pop up. You have like different things that would pop up. Like, you know, if I want to use the money and I'm in charge of the money, here's an idea. I hit a button and boom, I randomly have to have that money signed off on by another employee. They don't know who it could be. Anybody, just sign off on it. Cause that way they wouldn't know who they're going to get. But now it gets so ridiculous. Why would you spend? It would be cost prohibitive probably to put these systems into place. But again, it seems like they might want to take a closer look as to what's happening over there at that Carbondale YMCA, which, for the record, I think is one of the best YMCAs I've ever been to. If you are in Lackawanna County and you have grandkids or children under the age of 18, you have probably been invited to a birthday party there, and you have probably thought to yourself, oh my God, this is not what the YMCA was like when I was a kid. These kids are so lucky. It is a beautiful facility over there. But again, you end up with people doing this. I when it comes to people using company money for personal use things, I don't know what that was. I just babbled two sounds and they didn't even sound close to a word. When you have someone using money that isn't theirs and use it for personal things, I don't believe these people. I don't believe a big percentage of these people are like, I'm going to steal. I sometimes think they really go into it going, just do it and I'll pay it right back. And it's not a big deal. I'm not a bad person. That's what I think. And then no one questions it when they forget to pay it back and they go, huh. Well, the next time I do it, they'll. Next thing you know, they realize no one's looking. You know what happens when people get comfortable and they think no one's looking? Bad things happen. And then poof, all of a sudden they do catch you. In court, William Farber Jr. said, my poor judgment, actions, and lack of respect for the YMCA core values have brought about unneeded, unwarranted negative publicity to this fantastic agency. It breaks my heart to know that, he says, it breaks my heart to know I have harmed this fantastic organization while my actions and poor judgment are inexcusable. I pray the greater Carbondale YMCA will continue to thrive. I want to again express my apology for what has transpired, and he wishes the YMCA the best going forward. We have something in common. We both think it's a great facility over there, great organization. You just screwed up. Positives, he took responsibility. Negatives, he took money first. It wasn't his. If you work with money, and Nancy was here, we've talked about this a little bit, that having two people in charge seems to be the best way, but I just don't know if I trust the two people in charge thing, because I just think it's sometimes, because no one ever wants to accuse anybody or call people out when you're working closely. I think it's going to be a bit bigger. I don't know. It's not like I have access to any money here. I just wonder, like, what, when you hear these stories, what do you think should be done so it never happens again to stop this? Some people say, well, you just need a second person. I say, you got to go further than that. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if you have to have three or if you have to have just more people to sign off on this. And one person texted in, and I thought this was great. It was their church, and it says, oh, here, at our church, when dealing with money, we have to have three people sign and count and check the balance to make sure it's right. How about that?
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.